So say I just all of a sudden come over to your house. How many people would be freaked out because it's probably a mess? There's like probably dust, there's probably papers all over where there's things probably littered around, and if you have children, it's probably even worse. But if I would say, okay, I'm coming over here tonight, you would probably clean up the house, wouldn't you? Or the apartment or whatever, you organize things, dust things, make sure everything's all neat and tidy, because you knew I was coming over. And the reason why I bring this up, because it's interesting to think about that. If we delve deeper into that, is why is that the case? Why do people clean up, say, their house or their office when they know people are coming over? Because I think ultimately we want to have the appearance that everything's perfect, everything's neat and tidy, that we don't want people to see the messiness that is our life. That it's one of those things that we want to prevent people from seeing. And I'm sure if you have some outside space, that yard is probably perfectly manicured, the grass is cut, the trees are taken care of. That's just perfect because that's what people see on the outside as they just drive or walk by. But on the inside, it could be something that is just a mess. On the inside, it could be dirty, it could be dusty. That is just a mess. I think that's interesting to think about because that's probably what most people do, right? That we allow our lives to get messy, which is good, which is fine. But once someone comes over, we want it perfect. That sometimes on the internal, we will say, as you know, the standard question of how are you? And what most people's response is, fine. Or good, or well, or whatever. But then inside, we might be internally hurting, we might be depressed, we might be upset, we might be angry. But yet, our answer is, fine. That we don't show, if you will, people our messiness that is life. That of our sins. Of the things that just don't go right in our life. That we don't show people, and sometimes you might not even show it to your spouse as well. Because it's something about us having this appearance of perfect. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what Jesus was talking about today in the gospel reading. That he talked about how the scribes and Pharisees, how they observe outside laws of cleanliness. But on the inside, it's probably just as bad as we are. That's festering, that is sinful, that is just messiness, that is life. But on the outside, we're perfect. On the outside, we're holy. On the outside, it doesn't look like there's anything wrong, but on the inside, everything is wrong. And I think that's something to think about because it is one of those things that appearances just keep us to this earth. That all this of us wanting to seem to be perfect, that our life is in order, has everything to do with this earth and nothing to do with heaven. Because as we all know, Christ sees the inside of our soul. Christ sees the dirt and the grime that's on the inside. That he sees what is going on for us. But yet we want to have this appearance, this earthly mentality of us being perfect and wonderful. I think that's something interesting because it is very not the way to get to heaven if you don't know that. Because it's ultimately what counts is on the inside. The inside is what we get to heaven. Because Christ sees our soul, sees our intention, sees if we're good or bad or evil. Because that's what ultimately counts. And something further with this imagery, especially with the house mentality, is this. If you knew Jesus was coming over, would you especially clean your house? Either your real house or also your soul house. But that's what we do when we receive the Eucharist here in a few minutes, if you will. That we receive Christ our Savior. That we receive him into our very being. We receive him into our house. We receive Christ. And sometimes our souls are not perfect and immaculate and dirt-free. But should they be? Sometimes, yes. Sometimes it's okay to see the messiness that Christ can help. But is it something, if you will, that should be made clean? That we should go to confession to remove our sins, to ask God for forgiveness and mercy, so we can fully enter into this, to start that, as I said, that getting away from the earthly mentality, but thinking of Christ, because that's the one way that is easy to do, is us partaking Christ. Because when we partake of Christ, he's lifting our mindset, if you will. He's lifting us to a glimpse of heaven by just us receiving him who is our Savior. And that's the beauty of it. So then my question is for y'all, are you going to just stay in the dirtiness and the filthiness, which is sin? Or are you going to try to do better to reduce sin? Try to go to confession more? Try to be holier people on the inside? Because that's what counts. That's what God sees when we all will die and go before him. Say, hey, what did you do? Because that's ultimately what counts, is that. But that doesn't mean it can't be changed. That doesn't mean we can't keep on trying from now on. Because hopefully everybody has that time. That everybody has that time, but in the end, we don't truly know how much time we have left. So we should get our house in order. We should get our soul in order. That we should cleanse our inside. And not be like the Pharisees and scribes who just look like they're holy, but they're not. That's, I think, something for you to ponder, to think about, to consider this week and going forward. Is all of our souls, is your soul clean? Or does it need something to come in and have a deep clean that Christ can offer us in confession? It's ultimately through Christ that we can be made clean, that we can become holy. And that's at least what we should be striving for here and now, is going towards holiness. That's what I want to leave with you, is that. Are you ready to clean your inside? Or because only you can do that? That is it time to be like Christ and be formed in his image?